Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 486 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about college baseball. It wasn't ideal this past weekend. We're going to talk about how we feel about Mary Jane's, the shoes. We're also going to talk about some recent June's Journey drama that has really captivated me. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our March Southern Living episode. And just FYI, we've decided to switch our book club from March until April. So this month will be live Q&A. April will be live book club. We would also be so happy if you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And if you are going to be in Birmingham for our live show on April 23rd, and you would like to make a reservation at Helen, there are instructions for how to do that in the show notes. Their Resi reservations won't open up for a few weeks yet. So just FYI on that. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 486. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We're just in the middle of just a rapidly changing situation here in Birmingham. Just since you and I have been talking, things are moving and shifting, and I don't even know what to make of it all.
No, listen, the weather, I'm going to tell you, this is not an exaggeration, so y'all know we're recording Monday morning. It was 96 degrees here yesterday. Mm-hmm. 96 degrees. It was so hot that I looked at Mabel and said, we're not walking today. Mm-hmm. It's too hot. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, we can't do it. The wind started blowing here last night about 10 o'clock. And I'm going to tell you, I've never heard wind so loud. I was really afraid. We have two big pecan trees, and I just thought, I don't feel good about this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was so strong and so loud. And you could feel it, like, cooling off. But, like, we had the air running, and then by, like, 11 o'clock, we were like, so we have to switch to the heat.
Yes.
Like, it is so cold this morning. Now, it's a bluebird day here. It's totally sunny. But y'all are getting snow.
Yeah, it's snowing. Like legitimate
big
flakes of snow. It's not going to stick. Although it's sticking to the grass and stuff, but it's not going to stick to the roads. But it's crazy. Same. We had the air on yesterday.
Yeah.
And then this morning I looked at the thermostat and I was like, oh, we're going to need the heat. It's much, much colder. So it's crazy.
It is. Listen, the spring weather. And I'm like, oh, all these plants, you know.
I know.
And I don't know if I told you that Perry had planted these ferns.
Yes, you did. Because you had to react to the ferns.
Listen, the ferns, Sophie, what you don't know is these are normally $100 ferns that he was able to get for $15.
Okay.
I don't know how. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he's told me, but I blocked it out.
Sure.
But we have planted the ferns. We have moved the ferns. We have tried the ferns. We have put some on the front porch, some on the back porch.
Yeah.
We're doing a collection of the ferns. We put them in these white pots. Do I like them in the white pots? How do I think they look in the white pots? And about 10:15 last night when the wind was blowing, Perry was like, I'm worried about my ferns. And he went out and like moved. I mean, the ferns are apparently our new children.
Listen, and so, in unrelated news, Melanie and I have plans to move somewhere.
Where there are no ferns.
We don't know where. We feel in our spirits we might need a short break. Just a
little vacation.
Just a respite.
Yes. So the ferns are our whole personality right now. Mm-hmm. But now all the ferns are on the back porch because that is where they are protected because our house faces the north. I only know that. Do I know that because I have a compass or no directions? No, but I just know our house faces the north. So they are now protected from the north wind by being on the back porch.
Okay. I'm so glad. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So what a relief that must be.
What a relief. Uh-huh. But you can't protect. I mean, the thing is all of our other stuff has started blooming. We have lilies blooming. I mean, so I don't think it's supposed to freeze tonight. But they're saying we could get a light freeze. So, you know, I don't know. Godspeed to the springtime buds is what I'm going to say.
I know. It could be quite terrible. We have a freeze warning as well. I just looked at my phone. So listen, for these and other weather updates, y'all, please continue. Yes. Please subscribe to the Big Boo Cast in your favorite podcast app.
Mm-hmm. That's right. For all the latest weather updates, because we're very weathery.
We are.
You know?
Super weathery.
We're very weathery. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, I feel like both of our teams had a dip this weekend, which you knew starting SEC play. Here's the thing. You knew it was going to happen.
Here's the thing. Everybody pretty much except for Auburn and Florida had a dip or had an unexpected loss in the mix or whatever. Just you get into this conference play, and I think all bets are off. But yeah. I think Tennessee had a dip.
Mm-hmm.
We had a dip. Y'all had a dip. Ole Miss had a dip. Yeah. Texas had a dip. Like, it's the season for the dip, I reckon.
Tis the season. I mean, this is what the SEC does. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be easy. I will say that yesterday's game, so Friday night, the Aggies lost. We were ahead pretty much the whole game, and then we lost by one run at the end. Saturday, we came back and won, did great. Now, the bad thing that happened, really a glorious thing happened Friday night, which is that our coach, Coach Early, and the Oklahoma coach almost came to blows, which...
It was a jolt of energy I didn't even know I needed, really.
No.
It was
so good.
It was so early in the season to have a situation that dramatic, and I did not mind it at all.
No. Me neither. I liked it. I like a little chippiness, and we got that. And so that happened, but... he's our number 12 this year. We always have a number 12 on the team. Last year it was Hayden Schott. It's always a teammate who like kind of personifies what it means to be an Aggie. This year it's Josh Stewart. And he went out, he came in to relief pitch on Friday night, and pretty quickly you could tell something happened that did not appear to be good to his elbow.
Bless him.
I don't know for sure. So that really kind of leaves us a little bit in a lurch pitching-wise, especially for this weekend series. So I felt like by Sunday we were just like, would anybody like to pitch? Is anybody...
Do we have any volunteers?
Do we have any volunteers to come in and try to pitch the ball? Plus, the front had already blown through Oklahoma, and so the winds were howling. The amount of balls that I saw go foul the first baseline were infinity amount. I mean, like, everybody just, the wind just blew everything to that side. So it was kind of a crazy weather day.
Well, we had a situation in Fayetteville. And let me just say, Arkansas fans, how much I appreciate the way that you took care of me this past weekend by not woo-pigging it in my DMs. I really appreciate that. That was kind. But Arkansas won in a walk-off Friday night, which, you know, is, man, you love it when it's your team. It's the saddest thing ever when it's the other team.
It is. It's the most brutal of ways to lose when it's not your team.
It is. And I did have such appreciation watching our series with them just for the way they support that baseball program, the way that stadium was full. It was just gorgeous weather. But we ended up playing a doubleheader on Saturday because of weather coming in yesterday. And we won the first game. And then the second game, we were ahead for a good bit. And then Arkansas caught up. And then they got way ahead. And we really had a chance at the end to at least tie it, but strikes. So... anyway, so Arkansas took the series, and we have just a breezy time coming up because we have Vanderbilt coming into Starkville this weekend, and Vanderbilt had themselves a time with LSU this past weekend. Mm-hmm. So that was a great series. So we'll see. You know, I mean, it's going to be tough the whole way through.
And yeah, it is.
The competition's going to be great the whole way through. And so you see what happens next. Who do y'all have next weekend?
We have Georgia.
Okay.
So we play Georgia at home. Okay. I mean, at our home. So I think Gully and I are actually going to go Friday night. So I'm excited about that. That'll be my first. Now, listen, it's supposed to be 92 degrees again by Friday, but whatever. We will go and enjoy our time and watch us hopefully triumph over the Georgia Bulldogs on Friday night.
Well, we're going tomorrow night to watch us play Jackson State, which is just our Tuesday night game. But okay. It's supposed, the high is 51 degrees. So,
that is cold.
It's going to be a little chilly, but we're going to persevere. And they've moved mm-hmm. the game to start at 4, so that at least there's some sun for a small
yes.
piece of it. But it'll be great. I'm excited to go, excited to get to see them play. And I don't know. I don't know why I didn't make plans to go for this Vandy series. I don't know what I thought I had going on, but maybe that's still a possibility too. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Well, it was funny. I had a couple of comments on Oklahoma in general with their baseball thing. Number one, I thought it was really funny yesterday watching the fans, because you could tell the people who hadn't really checked the weather or underestimated how cold it was going to be. And nothing is colder than a windy baseball stadium.
Oh, my word.
I mean, I don't care if it's 60 degrees, it feels like 32
yeah.
if you're in a baseball stadium with the howling wind. But everybody, by the time we got to about the third inning, everybody that had a hood on. the people were so tucked in. But the other thing I thought was really interesting, and it kind of reminded me of when we went to watch A&M play Alabama at Alabama a couple of years ago. I felt like Oklahoma is a top 10 team, and I did not feel like their stadium was very full.
Yeah, I know.
Even when the weather was good. And I noticed a lot of Aggies managed to get tickets behind home plate. So when it was on TV, I was like, who are all these? Why are y'all letting these Aggies? I mean, listen, we appreciate it, but I just thought, Oklahoma, what's going on? Why are we not supporting our baseball team?
I know. It's the strangest thing. It's just like I've said forever, though, when Alabama's had years where they were really up with baseball, you could sit behind home plate in that park and with no problem yeah. whatsoever. I think there's just it's almost like a culture about your baseball team and whether or not you get behind it. And I think some schools seem to do better with that than others. So yeah. I just
thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Anyway,
because I would say Auburn has turned into a little bit of a baseball school, and that was not necessarily. And granted, they're real good, but
yeah,
but that was not always the case. Like when we first moved to Alabama, I could always go watch the Bulldogs play down there with no problem at all. That is no longer the case. It takes a little bit more planning and effort at this point. But I feel like I connect any school that supports its baseball program. I'm like, yep, I see you. I understand you.
Yeah.
I'm of the same mindset as you. So anyway,
that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's like the reel that everybody sent me, like get yourself a student body who's going to wheel a couch in to
that's
sit
right.
in the outfield during your baseball game,
that's it.
Cause mm-hmm. I'm like, it'll be packed this weekend at Olsen, especially cause the weather's going to be so good.
Yes.
So I don't know, but anyway, just kind of an interesting observation. No, I did want to mention, though, that Buckyball, we did make it to March Madness.
Yes,
we are in the tournament. I'm super excited for us.
And a
10
seed.
We're the number 10 seed.
Yes.
And so we play St. Mary's on Thursday. We're in the South Regional. So speaking of Oklahoma, we're back in Oklahoma again. We'll see how that goes. But I was super excited for them because, there again, they've exceeded expectations.
Congratulations.
So,
to y'all.
Thank you.
State did have a great weekend. They had an exciting weekend with softball because Tennessee, who's been number one, was playing in Starkville. And in the second game of that series, our softball team walked it off with a home run.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fantastic. It was the biggest crowd ever for a softball series in Starkville. So we love to see that as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I know. So, the spring sports, they're humming along despite the fact that it's snowing outside.
Yeah. Listen, tis the season. Maybe that's why you didn't get as many Woo Pigs, because everybody was into, because, the Razorbacks won the basketball tournament.
That's
the
true.
SEC tournament.
They did
so
have
maybe
a big
everybody
weekend.
Was,
yeah.
They were focused there, so they were Woo Pigging all over basketball, so they couldn't focus it on baseball.
That's
maybe.
True. That's fair. We watched, Alex and I watched the Ole Miss and Alabama game. Was that,
mm-hmm.
I can't remember what night that was. That was Friday night. And then, Ole Miss had quite a run in the basketball tournament.
Yeah.
So we watched them play, and then we had all the baseball. It was quite a weekend if you enjoy the sports. So
yeah,
and here we go, March Madness. So it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had, so Caroline was home last week because it was spring break, and so she came home, and so I really was sitting there thinking, I was like, What did we do? I don't know what we did. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just relaxing. I mean, after all of her travel stuff, I feel like Monday, Tuesday were almost a wash, where she was like, I'm content to sit here and do nothing. But we had a great time. We went and got, she and I got massages. Listen, we went and got facials. Perry asked me last night, he's like, did you have a good spring break? I was like, I really did. I really did. We shopped. We did some shopping, not as much as I would have liked.
Sure. But
we did do some shopping. We were looking for some jean shorts in particular.
Oh, okay. All right. I know the jean shorts Caroline's looking for are not the same as the jean shorts I'm looking for.
No, I'm certain they're not.
Please do not. I have jean shorts. It's one of my favorites this week. So please do not pass it along to her.
No, I feel certain those are not what she's looking for. But I'm going to tell you that we tried on every brand of jean shorts that are out there.
Okay.
She's always been a Levi's person, but I don't know if Levi's has shortened their inseam or if she's just gotten taller. But all of a sudden she's like, so these are no longer working like they used to. Hmm. Like, so, and jean shorts, you know, were a staple of her wardrobe.
Indeed.
So we had to figure that out. So we did find a pair, but we ended up ordering online. And I mean, other than that, we went to go eat at El Catrine, our usual, and I don't know, just kind of hung out. It was nice. It was just kind of relaxing. And listen, oh, now she did take me Saturday. She was like, do you want to go to the gym with me and do my arm workout?
Oh no.
I'm going to tell you, it's Monday, and I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I was like, why does my shoulder hurt so bad?
I'm so sorry. Can't. It would have been an immediate no for me. Thank you so much for asking. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was like, it'll be fine. I can do it. And I was like, better her arm workout than her leg workout. So I was like, we can do it. But I'm going to tell you that she's also diabolical, because what she does is I'm like, is this the same weight that I did last time? And she's like, yeah. And then after I'm finished, she's like, no, that's 10 pounds heavier. Like, she was like, you need to push yourself. Mm-hmm. So she's a little bit of a menace as a trainer. And she doesn't appreciate that her mom is elderly, as are my joints.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, but yeah, that was kind of it. So what have y'all been up to?
Well, I needed a day after we got home from Orlando. I needed a day to just sort of wash clothes and recover. I don't know if I mentioned it, Melanie, but I rode the Velocicoaster two times. Two times.
Yes.
And no joke. Well, Alex and I both had dentist appointments last week. And so for me, that turned, you know, I have to plan my whole day around the fact that I've got to go to the dentist, because, you know, I don't like to leave the house more than once a day if I can help it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So I did that. And that was great. Alex had his dentist appointment. We got all that stuff handled. But I woke up Saturday, which was his birthday. I was going to cook a birthday lunch because he had plans that afternoon. He had three or four things he was going to do over the course of his birthday. And so I was like, you know what? I'll cook lunch, and that way we'll have a little birthday celebration, and then we'll send you on your way to do the rest of your birthday festivities. And I woke up really early Saturday, and I got in that kitchen, and I was so happy because you know how I am. I had done all my grocery ordering after we got back from Orlando. And so I was boiling squash and I was cooking ground beef. I was doing all the things. And I got about, David left to go pick up Alex's birthday cake. And about 15 minutes after that, I was like, my head hurts. Like, and I'm not a headache person.
Yeah.
And so because I'm not a headache person, here's where I immediately go. Do I have meningitis?
That's fair. Yeah.
But it was what my mama would have called a sick headache, because I was so nauseated. And then I was like, is this the Velocicoaster all these days later?
That's what I was going to say. Like, did something reset in your equilibrium that has rendered you ill?
I don't know. But you know? I thought, I have to lie down. So I turned the stove off. I turned the oven off, and I had to lie down, and I could not. Getting my feet back under me. And so finally, I called David and I was like, hey, you're going to have to finish this. I'm out. And so I got in the bed, and finally by later in the afternoon, I'd gotten my head easy, but I had that weird hangover feeling like you do sometimes if you have a bad headache. So that was my Saturday pretty much.
And it was, that's a bummer.
It was all in my neck. It was so weird. Anyway,
that's weird.
I know. So we watched baseball and some other stuff, but I laid pretty low. But then when I woke up early Sunday, I was like, oh, I feel completely normal now. So I went to church and came home, and I wrote a lot yesterday. I'm not on the verge of a deadline, but I have a deadline close enough in my future that it has my attention. So I worked on that, and that was enjoyable to me. That was fun, and visited with Alex some, and David's been sick also, so we've really been quite a pair. He says he has allergies. I think he has bronchitis, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to win that battle. So I'll just say I've never had allergies that sounded like he sounds. So
yes,
for what it's worth.
How bad it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How bad is that seasonal allergy?
Yeah, it's significant. Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, it turned out to be a pretty laid back weekend just because in one way or another, we were both sort of down for the count. But I had a really sweet Sunday by myself at church. Every once in a while, I kind of like being by myself at church. And
yeah, I get that.
You know, it's kind of a good little reset. And I don't know. I ended up watching, though, yesterday because, you know, I'd had all the baseball over the course of the weekend and had watched so much basketball. And I thought, I want to watch an actual piece of television programming, you know, something that's not sports centered. And I'd been while I was writing, I had the new Harry Styles album on because it's kind of trippy. It's kind of different for him, but I've decided I really like it. And and this is after I had decided initially I was not so sure, but now I really like it. So I thought, I wonder if there's some sort of show about this new album. And sure enough, there is on Netflix. There is a live concert called One Night in Manchester, and it's him singing the whole album start to finish. And it's delightful. It's just, and I thought, oh, he's going back to Manchester, and I bet he's in some little auditorium. No, he's in like a full-blown stadium. But but anyway, so I watched that. I enjoyed that. I'm kind of fascinated by his particular talent, and that's more than we want to get into, but I'm just fascinated by him. And then I also saw that he has a cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, the Tears for Fears song that we, of course, grew up with, that is fantastic. And I bet I listened to it 6 times yesterday.
So I'm going to put that on my list.
Yeah, it's great. It's so good. Okay. It's from a thing he did with the BBC. But anyway, so I had a Harry Styles Sunday after baseball and basketball weekend. Alex has now gone back to his house in Homewood. Jackson is currently battling the weather, trying to get back here after going to Texas post-Universal. And just gearing up for whatever the week holds, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of how I am. I'm like, listen, I'm going later today to get my nails done. They're a situation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Listen, and this is going to go into, this is a new, you're going to appreciate, this is a new advertiser for us, and we haven't actually even done their ad yet, but they sent me, have you used that Bubs collagen? Did they send you the Bubs collagen?
They did, in fact, send me the Bubs collagen, yes.
Okay, I've been putting that in with my AG1 every morning, and I am going to tell you that the way that my nails have grown is unbelievable. Like,
interesting.
Like all of a sudden, like Matt, I'm not saying that the really tasty gummies that you and I take aren't working,
but they're delicious.
They taste so good. I'm not going to quit them. But this collagen, and then last night I washed my hair and I did the full like scalp scrub. And normally I tend to shed a lot of hair when I did that. I'm telling you, I shed no hair last night.
Okay. All right.
So just stay tuned on this situation because I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Nick, who normally does my nails, I've been putting it off because he had gone back home to Vietnam. But thankfully, he's back in town.
We're so glad to hear it.
I know. Thank goodness. Just in time. So I'm going to go get my nails done later. And then I'm meeting a friend for coffee later this week. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. That's really about all I have going on. But now this weekend, I'm going to College Station on Friday. Like I mentioned, Gully and I are going to drive up to College Station. We're going to go to the baseball game Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going with Caroline and one of her friends, Caroline. We're going to Round Top for the Junk Gypsy Prom.
Oh, how fun. So,
I know. We're excited. So we're going to go shop. We're going to go early, like during the day, and then do some shopping, and then which it's going to be a zoo because Saturdays are going to be so crowded. So it just is what it is. And then we're going to go to prom that night. And then we're just going to drive back to College Station that night because when I started looking into places to stay, I'm just like, that's just a whole lot of money for barely being in a hotel room when we can just drive an hour and be home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we just decided we're going to do that. So that's kind of a fun little weekend that we've got coming up. So I'm excited about that.
Okay, there are a couple of things I wanted to be sure to tell you. This is in no particular order.
Okay.
One is that as part of my Harry Styles weekend, he hosted SNL Saturday night. And so I watched it yesterday as well. Mm-hmm. There is a sketch that made me think of you. Not because I think this is you, but it was a takeoff on The Pit. Television show, but it was for people who prefer natural alternatives. So like there was a woman they wheeled in with a heart attack and they were like, get me the beef tallow.
Yeah, what's the problem? What's
anyway, it was much more extreme than you are in these in these sorts of situations. You do not forsake emergency medical treatment for the sake of a remedy, but it was real funny. I got a kick out of it.
Listen, I do love my supplements.
The second thing was that, okay, as you know, Melanie, I have played Gigi Journey for 4 years.
Yes, I'm aware.
I play it just about every morning. Like that's sort of a lot of times how I sort of ease into my day. It's how I wake up. Mm-hmm. I clear my June's Journey coins. I have a whole system. Okay, so maybe last week, every so often the game updates. And last week there was a June's Journey update and they changed the cover illustration of the game. Like there's always this picture of June and it says June's Journey underneath, but now it's supposed to reflect June in Paris in the 20s. And I'm telling you, this new picture of June looks nothing like her and it has unnerved me.
Oh no.
Because I'm just like, this is not the same person as the June I have known. This is not June. So I got curious about it. And I was like, is anybody else noticing that this new June on the cover looks nothing like our old June? What's happening? Well, yes, they have, because there is an entire Facebook discussion group about this. And the tempers. Listen, everybody's working with so little margin these days. I think that this whole June situation has really thrown them over the edge. Then,
I mean, understandable.
People started to argue about the fact that they were arguing about it. And I was like, y'all, we're going to be fine. But there was a group of people who felt like this new June, or this newest iteration of June, was the result of AI, which you don't have to say more to me, because you know I'm skeptical of AI. I'm not messing with it. Somebody yesterday I saw on social media said something about, if you haven't used ChatGPT for such and such, and I said, oh, what you need to know is I have not used ChatGPT for anything, my friend.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the June's Journey community is really in turmoil about this new illustration, and people feel like it was an AI illustration and that it could signal that the entire trajectory of the game is about to change, Melanie, if they go AI versus traditional illustration. And what could that mean for all of us? I do not know. So just stay tuned. I mean,
fascinating. I appreciate that this controversy, it tells me the median age for your June's Journey participant, that it's a Facebook controversy. Like, you didn't tell me it was a Reddit thread.
No,
you didn't tell me there were some Instagram reels about it. There's not a lot of TikToks about it.
No.
What you're telling me is some people are on Facebook because they just posted about their anguish over the HOA's decision to not let them paint their front door blue. And also, have you noticed that June looks different?
There's nary a millennial nor a Gen Z person in this discussion.
No.
Mm-mm. It's all Gen X and up. So that's the second thing. So y'all just keep that ever at the forefront of your thoughts and prayers.
Do you remember when they changed? Was it Betty Crocker that they changed?
Yes. Or yes, and they made it was Betty Crocker.
It was one of those where all of a sudden she was a more updated version of herself, and people didn't like that either. Like, we like things the way we like them. You know what I mean? Like, don't go giving June a makeover.
Well, and that some people said she looks like she's had plastic surgery. And then you had people coming in saying, why are we criticizing June's appearance? What are we going to say about Jack's appearance? And I was like, y'all, this is off the rails. And then it was like, June looks angry. And some people were like, June is not a nice person. Are you not following the story as you solve the puzzles? I mean, it's bananas. It's bananas. Listen. Okay, here's my last thing I wanted to mention. Yeah. Is that I was looking the other day. You posted some really cute shoes on Fashion Friday. You'll have to send me the link for them because I don't know if I can find them again. But I mean, I can. But the ones that they look like kind of like tortoise shell sandals.
Yes, I think they're so cute.
They're so cute. And so I was like, oh, okay, I like those. What else are we doing for shoes this spring? I haven't really looked. And you know, I'm so partial to a wedge. Or some kind of slip-on like those tortoiseshell shoes you posted. What I discovered is that we have essentially been issued a mandate from somewhere in the fashion industry that we're all going to embrace the Mary Jane.
Yeah. I'm not.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Because I am not on board with the Mary Janes. I think they're fine for other people. They are, to me, they are not good for my personal shoe needs. I have, if you don't know this, I have a high arch.
Yes.
But I don't, the look of them, and I thought, what is that that makes me have such a reaction to them? Is it because Mary Janes were a thing when we were little? Like, what is that? I don't know.
I don't like them either. I'm going to tell you, I've been meaning to bring this up. And so it's timely that we're talking about shoes. But I had looked on Anthropologie because, you know, I was like, what kind of shoes? Because same. I'm like, what do I need for spring, summer, whatever? And I'd kind of been looking for Caroline, too, because she has a whole thing about she doesn't really like a lot of toe out.
Okay.
So finding her a good sandal.
Yeah.
But she is also not going to wear a Mary Jane. But there's some shoes on Anthropologie right now that are like a Mary Jane, but they have a split toe situation.
No, ma'am.
So they truly they look like a cloven hoof.
I'm not interested in being some sort of animal in the wild.
No, they look terrible. I'm like, those aren't going to look good on anybody. I think Mary Janes look really cute on some people.
I do too.
They're not a shoe for me.
I agree.
Like, if I'm going to wear a flat shoe, it's pretty much going to be a sandal. And that's about it. Because I don't really even like a flat. There again, I like them on other people. They just always feel weird to me when I put them on. I feel like I'm wearing a costume.
I do too. I feel like I'm wearing, what is that? I feel like I'm wearing a costume. And I feel a little bit, and I'm just being honest, and this is just for me, I feel a little bit like I've given up.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like the way that they look. And the other thing is I feel like they're doing a lot of jelly shoe Mary Janes where they have the buckle, but they're also a jelly shoe. And I'm like, the way that that's going to blister on your foot in a San Antonio summer, that is so much friction on a shoe and on your foot that I can't do it. I'm like, I'm just going to stick with my Birkenstocks and my sandals.
Yes.
And like those the ones I showed, those like little tortoiseshell, I think those are super cute and comfortable. But I can't do, I think by and large, I don't like a dainty shoe.
I think that's maybe what it is with me too. I think a Mary Jane translates to me, I feel like I'm putting ballet flats on again. Like I'm putting ballet shoes on again, you know? But there's something about it because there's certain, like I see them on other people and I think that looks so cute. Catherine Kubelik's somebody who can wear a Mary Jane and looks adorable and always has the cutest assortment of shoes in that vein. But there's something about them for me where I'm like, that's a no. I'm going to need a wedge or a Birkenstock type sitch, a slip-on shoe. But I don't want anything coming across my arch. That's just where I live.
No. And I think it's hard because, you know, it's like Gully texted me. We had a little thing to get to do on Friday. Our friend Amy was having a luncheon for her daughter. And it was like a casual thing, but you also knew you needed to look kind of cute. And Gully was like, what shoes are we wearing right now? Like when it's March, you know, like, because if you put on like a suede booty, that feels heavy because it's also 90 degrees outside. But then you're like a strappy sandal feels kind of weird because are we there yet? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I know. So, it is so weird.
Yeah, so I see where a Mary Jane could be a great transitional shoe, but it is not for me. I can't do it.
Okay, well, that's our official, stance on the Mary Janes in the spring of 2026. Walk in freedom, as always, everyone.
Absolutely.
But this is just where we are.
Again,
yeah.
I think they look really cute on some people, but they're just not a shoe for me.
Okay. I'm with you.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I finally watched last night because I was kind of flipping around and I didn't know what to watch. And I'm caught up on Shrinking, which, by the way, that show continues to be maybe one of the best shows ever.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Like, I started the new season this past weekend and agreed. Yes.
God, it's so good. I mean, like it, the way it manages to be so heartwarming, but then still so funny. And there was a moment this weekend, and I'm not going to say it, but I was catching up on the latest episode. I think it's episode 7. But there was a joke that was so dark, but so funny that I think I audibly gasped when they said it because I couldn't believe they'd said it. But then I died laughing because I was like, that is so funny that you would write that. Like, it just, it's so good. So I was caught up on that and I was like, what am I going to watch? So I took a page from you and I watched America's Next Top Model, the documentary on Netflix.
Oh, welcome.
I wasn't prepared for how problematic.
Seriously. It's one of those things where you go, oh, this, there was some darkness to this.
Yes.
That I remained unaware of for a long time. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. And I was never like a regular, like I thought I never watched that show on a regular basis. And I think it's because I had an infant and then a toddler while it was on.
Sure.
So I was, you know,
occupied.
I was a little busy, but I did remember some of it, but a lot of it I didn't remember. And I was like, well, this, I had no idea. Like, it's funny to me how you watch something like that. And here's the thing. I'm somebody who, like, 2003, I'm like, oh, that's like 5 years ago.
Sure.
And then I'm like, well, no, that's the year that I had my 22-year-old. So that's been some time. But it's funny how you watch something that all of a sudden highlights how much culture has shifted.
Yeah.
And you didn't even realize it.
Yeah. And in some cases, I will say it highlights how much culture needed to shift, right?
Like, oh, 100%.
Awareness of certain things. Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that we were body shaming girls that were 5'10" and weighed 115 pounds seems like a real issue.
Yeah. Something we needed to address.
Yeah. And just some of the choices they made in terms of photo shoots. Like, as I was watching it, I was like, huh, so maybe this is why I did quit watching it.
Yeah.
Because this feels real problematic to me. But anyway, it was fascinating. It was an interesting watch.
It's a great revisit of the people who were a part of that show and of the show itself. I think sometimes you see stuff like that and it feels like nobody's perspective has changed or nobody's really learned anything. And that's fine because sometimes you don't need to. But I thought this was one of those situations where you do get the idea that people have reflected on some of their choices and thought, that may not have been our best look. And so I appreciated that part of it. And then I think you also saw where maybe some people are remain at least outwardly, maybe, I don't know what the right word is. I think some people remain outwardly
complicit, little.
Yes. I was going to say they're confident that they did the right thing. I might say that they were complicit, but whatevs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting to go back and look at that because so much has shifted culturally and just in terms of our understanding about what's okay and not okay to say to people and to subject people to and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's really interesting.
No, I thought it was really good. And I thought it was a great, I don't know, a reminder of that you never know how the things that you're going to say to people affect them years later.
Yes.
You know, like just some of the girls who still lived with the memories of what was said to them in the course of that show and how it impacted their life. I don't know. It was a good watch.
I agree.
Anyway, and so now I'm going to try to start reading another book because I'm trying to stay on my reading trajectory.
Good for
so,
you.
So anyway, we'll see what happens there. But now, is it time for 5 favorites?
It is time for 5 favorites, and I'm going to kick us off with a bit of technology. I'd been thinking about this before I went to the dentist, and then after I went to the dentist, I was like, absolutely, yes, I'm going to get this for myself. It is an LED teeth whitening kit, Melanie.
Okay.
And I thought about it because when I was at the dentist, I thought, you know, you don't really see the things at the dentist anymore for like, let us help you whiten your teeth. And that's because we've gotten so good at it, I think, over the counter wise. But I ordered this because I don't like strips. The strips are a texture thing with me. I don't know. So this is kind of like what you used to get maybe if you wanted to do teeth whitening at the dentist. But it's just a little mouthpiece, which feels very Melanie forward.
Yes,
because you charge it, and then you fill it up with a whitening fluid, and then you just you put it on your mouth, you hit a button, and you sit there for like 16 minutes with it on, and it. I will say it visibly whitens your teeth right out of the gate. Maybe not like 16 shades, but it does okay. whiten. And then if your teeth are sensitive, it also comes with a gel that you can put on your teeth afterwards. You don't have to wear the mouthpiece with it, but you put the gel on your teeth afterwards, and it helps alleviate that feeling if somebody has sensitive teeth and they kind of feel like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it feels like your teeth almost ring after you use a whitener.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
So anyway, so it comes with that, and it's so easy. And so I thought, well, hadn't we just come a long way that we can get this kind of thing shipped right to our front door? And then you order a little refills of whitener if you need it. So I'm not going to do this every day. I'll do this once a week, but I think it's a good way. I'm not interested in like having teeth that will glow in the dark, but I do think it's a good way for somebody like me who hates the strips to have something that, you know, just sort of helps with the maintenance of that. So
yeah.
Anyway,
so I agree. I think that's a really good. Well, and I will say, let me just tell you that I think yellow teeth age you.
Okay.
I think that's an aging thing. Okay. So I think if you, it's like a too thin eyebrow. I mean, if your eyebrows are too thin and your teeth are yellow, then it doesn't matter what else you're using on your face. So I think this is a good move. I think white teeth are an important thing to a youthful look.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
We need a sticker that says that. White teeth, important to a youthful look.
That's right.
Okay, here's the second thing. And I know that Catherine always says that we have pants, and I'm just happy to serve. But yes. I ordered these cut from the cloth. They're a barrel camo pair of pants. I love them. First of all, I think a camo pant is such a fun neutral, right? Especially in the spring. I love camo pants with something pink or something lavender or a good white shirt. And these are not super stretchy. And they're not like a heavy, heavy canvas either, like camo can be sometimes. They maybe run a little big for me, it would be like in the behind. The waist for me is fine. If you're not apple shaped, they may run a little big in the waist. But I just think they're darling.
No, they're real cute.
And something that I'll wear over and over again, you know, just when you want something that's not jeans. Right. Or something that I don't know. I'm real tickled with them. So I thought I would pass those along.
No, I think those are great. Well, and you can wear those with maroon, any kind of maroon to a baseball game.
I'm not wearing them tomorrow night to a baseball game.
Yeah,
I have my crew sweatshirt that was a favorite a few weeks ago with the Mississippi State Bear on it. And I'm wearing it.
Oh, cute.
And I'm wearing that with my camo pants tomorrow to the baseball game.
Nobody's going to see it because you're going to be wrapped up in a blanket. But underneath, you're going to be real cute.
I'm going to be so cute. The next thing is, this is also Mississippi State adjacent, but Scarlet and Gold has a new collection. And I think these are darling. This it's a mock neck sweatshirt. I would say it's not a hugely oversized sweatshirt. It comes more to your natural waist. It doesn't hang low. So this would not be a leggings sweatshirt for me.
Okay.
But they've just got this gingham collection. They've got it for a lot of different schools. And I think that gingham is so cute and just such a fun little touch, especially like early spring, you know, late winter, whatever, to throw this on. Again, this would be cute with the camo pants. Or with a pair of jeans or a pair of denim shorts. I think it's darling. And so anyway, and it's super soft. I think the mock neck is fun, but it's truly like it comes to your clavicle. It's not like all up in your neck necessarily. So
I like that too.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
Yeah. Isn't that cute? So that's my third thing. My fourth thing is, not for Caroline Schenkel, but I too have been on the lookout for denim shorts, and I wanted some that weren't like frayed cut offs. I wanted some that had a structured hem. I love these. They're strigid, which is a terrible name, but it just means that they're
really is.
They're not flexible and they're not stretchy in the front, but they're a little stretchy in the back. So FYI, but they're only $36, but I like the cut of these when I tried them on because they're very straight and they're a little kind of like boyfriend cut. They're a little longer than my other cutoffs, which I think is fun. I really like them. I especially like the fact that they're kind of boxy. And so I like a boxy short, you know, especially if it's going to be a little bit longer. But to have a longer denim short, I was real tickled to find these. And I think they're super comfortable. And I will wear them a ton. So again, not long enough to be a Bermuda, which I don't enjoy. But I really do like this kind of mid-thigh length a lot.
Okay. Yeah, these are really cute. I will tell you that when, as we were doing our denim short, that the Bermuda is making a comeback.
Oh, like, goodness.
We went in Penny Lane, which is one of our local high-end boutiques, and they had the Bermuda there, which I was like, this, but it was like a baggier version. Like, it wasn't the Dirty Dancing ones that we all wore. You know, it was like a baggier version. You know, I bought a longer pair from American Eagle a couple of summers ago, and I felt real good about them because I thought I'm on the cutting edge of a trend, but it never happened.
Do you still have them? Like, or have you given them away?
No, I got rid of them. Okay. I got rid of them because I was like, I don't feel, but I did because Gap is having their 40% off sale. They have a pair that looks like a super light wash, kind of slouchy, that are a little bit longer, and I'd have ordered those to try because I'm intrigued.
Will you send me that link?
I will send you that link. So I don't know. I may hate them when they come in, but I was intrigued enough by them that I thought I'm at least going to try them on and see what I think.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. So stay tuned.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. But these are really good. And I think a lot of people, especially, I'm just going to say in our age range, although our teeth may be white, we want to cover more of our thighs. You know, like we just need an inseam.
Yes. Lord, would you give me an inseam? I desperately.
An inseam with a little more grace.
Yes.
A little more
absolutely.
Grace. So I think these are really cute.
The last thing is, and when Melanie and I did our Southern Living episode earlier in the month, we were talking about meatloaf, as one does when you consider if your teeth are yellow and if your eyebrows are too thin. And Melanie mentioned that she has a specific meatloaf pan. So I thought, well, I've got to order this. I don't know anything about a pan specifically for meatloaf. I've always just made it in the Pyrex dish. Y'all, I am so carried away with this meatloaf pan.
It's a game changer, isn't
it? I'm so carried away. And the one that I ordered, I will say it's heavy. It's not lightweight. And so the thing that goes underneath your meatloaf that enables everything to drain it's sturdy. I'm just real tickled with it. And I did not know that this was an option when it came to just the needs you have when you make a meatloaf. I did not know there was something that would remove all the grease for you. And I'm thrilled by it. Thrilled by it.
Yeah.
So
it's good. Listen, you bring up this meatloaf pan on that June's Journey Facebook thread. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit over at June's Journey when people know about a meatloaf pan.
And it really is. And so I'm like, well, this is genius. I have my whole life used some sort of like either like a turkey baster or even paper towels to like try to get the grease off at different stages in the meatloaf cooking process. And now it just all drips to the bottom. What even is life? And the fact that you've had one of these for the duration of your marriage makes me feel like I really missed out. I've really missed out on a lot of days of a particular kind of meatloaf cooking. But it's never too late. So here we are.
I was on the cutting edge. You know the irony of, do you know who bought me my first meatloaf pan? Because I am on my second one now, because my old one, my mother.
Okay. All right.
So listen, she had a lot of faults, but she did.
She understood some things.
She understood the meatloaf pan assignment. Uh-huh. And so I don't know what made her tell me that was something I needed, but I'm grateful because it is a game changer.
Well, I'm so thrilled with it. And I just don't even know how. You should have seen my fascination when I opened the package. I was just beyond happy with it.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, I think this one actually is really a good one. I do have certain expectations when it comes to some sort of metal baking something. Mm-hmm. And I like that this one is good and heavy. And
yeah. So I'll tell you why I like this one, why this iteration of it is the best, because you can lift it out.
Yes.
And it, so it makes it easier, because my old one, it had the strainer, but you still had to like get the whole thing out.
Okay.
But this even makes it easy. You lift it out of the pan and there you have it. It's just, it's a total game changer.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be a part of this particular movement. So,
well, listen, happy to have led you here. Yeah. I feel honored that I've introduced you to something in the kitchen that you didn't already know about. I feel like that never happens. So that feels like an accomplishment for me personally.
So those are all my favorites for the week.
Okay.
Listen, may they be of service to others.
It's a good range, and we appreciate your service in this.
You're so welcome.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening and being here with us today. And, you know, I hope you're enjoying the winter and or summer weather wherever you happen to be.
Yes. Or a little combination of both if you are in our part of the country. Oh, I just see these shorts you sent me. I think I'm going to have to get these.
I know. They're kind of cute, aren't they?
They are real cute. Oh, they're almost sold out.
I know. Well, they come in different washes,
okay.
But I got the super light wash because that just felt like it, I don't know, it felt like it lended itself to that look better. So I don't know. I mean, I may put them on and be like, these look ridiculous, but I was kind of intrigued by them.
I think the white is cute.
I do think the white's cute.
Okay.
I do think that's
I'm gonna
really
have
cute.
To listen. This is gonna be a season of prayer and pondering for me. So I'm really excited about it.
Just know this may no longer be true, but they're 40% off at checkout right now. And if you use the code FAMILY, you get an extra 10% off. So
done and done is what I say.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Okay. Well, y'all, thanks for being here.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, y'all.